Okay, let's dig in. We're going to have a look at a piece of scripture which explains where the memory verse came from, the verse that we looked at the beginning. In John chapter 10 and verse 11, it says this, that Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep, and he runs away. And then the wolf attacks and the flock scatters. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and he cares nothing for the sheep. But I, Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. He says, I have other sheep who are not of this sheep pen, and I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd." Amen. Now let me say at this point, if you have really little ones who are getting restless, please don't feel embarrassed or ashamed. If you'd like to take them out to the courtyard, there are some activities out there for them to play on. Bring them back in if they're up for it. That's absolutely fine. But don't worry about getting up and leaving if you need to leave. So, sheep. Who knows anything about sheep? Not very much. Let me tell you a little bit. Sheep need a shepherd. If you've ever seen sheep in a field, they're just all over the place. There's no organisation. Sheep are not very intelligent. I'm not being rude, they're just not. And they have a poor sense of direction. Now, I have a flock of sheep. I brought them with me this morning, but they've all run away. I'm not a very good shepherd, obviously. But I'm assured that they are still in this room, okay? So you need to help me find my sheep. So if you could look under your chairs, stuck underneath some chairs are my sheep. If you find one, can you take it off and just hold it in the air for me? Because I need to know that we've got all of them. And if you haven't got one but you're near an empty chair, could you have a look at the empty chairs as well, please? I'm slightly worried because I'm not seeing any sheep yet. No sheep. Brilliant. One sheep. Excellent. Thank you. That's good. Okay, keep going. There's 12. Yeah, they're stuck underneath your chair on the opposite side to where your bottom is. Oh. Okay, so they're stuck to the underside of your chair. There we go, number two, three. Three sheep. I feel like an auctioneer. Three sheep, any advance on three sheep? Okay, you guys up there, you're okay. There aren't any up there. They can't do stairs, apparently. We found another one. Brilliant. If you'd just like to go back and sit down for a minute. Thank you. Okay, keep them in the air. Let's have a count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Keep going. We've got another 4 to find. Christine's doing a fantastic job at the back. You can't see it, but she is. Okay, so where have they gone again? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 3 to go. Okay. Now we need to do a roll call. Are you all right down there? Yeah, there are some missing. Hold your sheep right up in the air for me. Let's do one more count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There should be 2 over here, I think. Okay, so if you can look at the empty chairs as well, that'd be great. If we can find one more, I'll be happy. Okay. So here's the thing. Here's the thing. Each one of these sheep has a name. I know their name. And they know my voice, okay? I'm the shepherd, and they know my voice. When I call their name, they're going to come to the front. Or they're going to be given to someone else who can bring them to the front, okay? So, Here we go. Here's the roll call. Alice. Where's Alice? Is Alice going to come over? Oh, brilliant. Thank you. If you'd just like to stand in a line at the front here. Benjamin. Benjamin coming? Come on. Have you got Benjamin there? Wonderful. Thank you. Christina. I knew Christina was going to be trouble. Oh, no, there she is. There we go. Excellent. Daniel. Oh, don't tell me. It's going to be him. Okay, let's try this one. Emily. Excellent. You make a great Emily. Fraser. Anybody got Fraser? Oh, Fraser. Why is it the boys that are missing? Gladys. Is Gladys here? Excellent. Thank you. Henry. We got Henry. Just passing Henry around at the minute. Isabel. Jack. Here we go. Oh, you look so disappointed. Kerry. And Lewis. Lewis has got Lewis. Yay! Excellent. Okay, brilliant. So we've got a couple missing, and they're both boys. Surprise, surprise. And one of them's Daniel. Say nothing else. So, Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Now, when I called the sheep's names, they came, didn't they, mostly? Mostly. Because they know my voice. So my question to you this morning is, do you know Jesus' voice? If Jesus speaks to you, do you hear it and do you recognize that it's him? He's the good shepherd. We are like the sheep and we should know his voice. I think we can hear Jesus better when we're younger. That's my experience. That actually children are brilliant at hearing Jesus, but we're just not very good at knowing that it's him. Adults, I think we hear him and we know that it's him and we don't listen very much. But the more that we attempt to listen, the better we can be at following what it is that he tells us to do. So a couple of last things about sheep. All sheep need a shepherd because they can't defend themselves. If there was a wolf that came in right now and I wasn't here, the sheep would just scatter and some of them probably wouldn't survive. Maybe that's where the two have gone that are missing. They can't defend themselves, but I can defend them. If I was a real shepherd, I'd have a big crook, wouldn't I? And I could beat the wolf away. But sometimes the shepherd would put himself in the way of the wolf and the sheep. That the shepherd would be the one in danger rather than the sheep in order to save them. And Jesus said, I'm the good shepherd and I lay down my life for my sheep. And that's what he did for us. I know we don't like being called sheep, do we? But it's just a picture of what it's like that Jesus, the good shepherd, laid down his life to protect and to save each one of us. And there's a deeper point here, but we won't labour it, that sheep can't clean themselves. If you've ever been near sheep, you'll know that they're a bit smelly. And there's a reason that they're a bit smelly. And we won't go there. But the sheep can't clean themselves. The shepherd has to clean the sheep. The same is true for Jesus and for us. That sometimes we do things that where we get things wrong, we make a mess, we become unclean in one way or another. And Jesus is the only one that can clean us. So sheep need a shepherd to look after them. And God is like a shepherd. And we are like the sheep. And God takes care of us. Can we give a big round of applause to our sheep handlers? Thank you. If you'd like to leave your sheep here and go and take your seats again, that would be great. Thank you. And I'll invite the band back. We're going to worship again. We're going to dig into the Bible again in just a little minute. And then we've got some activities for us to do. But let's first sing a song again. This one is called Guardian. This is talking about how God takes care of us, looks after us, and leads us and guides us. Thank you.
Let's stand together, shall we?
Please take a seat. There's only one other reading that we could have today, one other bit of scripture that we could look at really and do justice to the idea that God is our shepherd. So we're going to have a look at Psalm 23. It says this: "The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul." We'll look at the next bit in a moment. But God, with God as our shepherd, we are blessed. We are so blessed. It says, "I lack nothing. I have everything that I need and more." That God is able to provide everything that we need. And as the shepherd provides rest and refreshment for his sheep, so God does the same for us. That when we are tired, when we are weary, we can come to the Lord and he will refresh our souls. The psalm goes on and says, "He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil because you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies." Now, a shepherd never abandons his sheep. I will go and look for those two troublesome sheep later when you've all gone. But a shepherd will never abandon his sheep. God will not abandon you or let you down. There are countless stories in this church and throughout the church in all the lands of God's love being shown in difficult times. So whatever you are going through this morning, whatever you've been going through this week, God is with you. God will go with you. No matter what we're facing, God does and will protect us. And he guides us. We just need to know his voice so that we can follow. Otherwise, it's a bit like having a sat-nav and then ignoring it when it says turn left. And you think, well, I know better. I'm going to go straight on and then I might go left. Hear God's voice and follow. Don't decide, I think I know best. In my limited experience, no, I don't. God knows far better than me. But the good news is that just like if you drive past that left turn and you think I'm going to do it my way, the sat-nav says, oh, recalculating. There's another route. There is a way back. Sometimes the sat-nav will say, do a U-turn and then go back the other way. God allows us to do that and God is there with us through it as well. And finally, in this psalm, it says, you anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So with God as our shepherd, we are so, so blessed. And like a shepherd, but not just any shepherd, the good shepherd. And that's the one I want looking after me. I don't want just any shepherd. You know, any shepherd will lose some sheep, as we've evidenced this morning. The good shepherd will absolutely not. God is my shepherd, is how that psalm begins. I wonder if you are able to say that this morning. Is that true for you, that God is your shepherd? If not today, then I hope you will be able to say that in the days to come. Now, we're going to do some different activities now. We've got about 10 minutes. We're going to have some music in the background. If you just want to sit and be quiet and listen to some music, you do that. But if you don't, if you want to get up and move around and do some other stuff, then let me explain what it is that we're going to do. First of all, we've got some prayers. So over here, what I'd like you to do is think about God as your shepherd. And I've mentioned that God knows our needs. God knows the needs of everyone. I want you to think about someone who is in need, someone who needs God to do something for them. Okay? So who is it that you want to pray for? Try to make it somebody else other than you. Maybe somebody else here will pray for you. Okay? Then I want you to come up, just take one of these little sheep and write the name of the person on the sheep. And then turn it over and write what is it they need on the back. What is your prayer for them? What would you like God to do for them? Okay, and when you've done that, just drop it in. Here it is. Drop it in the basket down the front here. And we'll pray over these prayers this week. We'll do it at the end of the service as well. But we'll pray over these prayers this week. And we will have them up at the front of the church here as a reminder for the weeks to come as well. Okay, so the first option is to pray, to stop and pray for someone. This is my attempt at colouring in. It wasn't brilliant, I'll be honest. But if you want to do some colouring, there's some worksheets over here, some colouring sheets, some pens and some crayons. If one or two adults would like to gravitate that way and just give them a little hand, that'd be great, so we're not painting the walls and things. That'd be really good. But think about the story as you're colouring those in. They're pictures of sheep and shepherds, and they're pictures of the verses that we've looked at, okay? For those of you who maybe are a little bit more creative than just colouring, what I'd like you to do is to come over to the table at the back here, the back corner, and over there are some pens and a sheet which has got Psalm 23 on one side and a space for your psalm on the other side. So I want you to have a go at rewording the psalm. Okay, we're not rewriting scripture, it's fine. We're just writing it in a way that is better for us to understand. Okay, how do those words apply to you? So write it in your own words and allow God to speak to you as you do. Okay? And then finally, if you want to dig a little bit deeper, if you just want to stay where you are, grab a Bible. There's Bibles under your chairs, or put your hand up and we'll get one to you. And have a look at these two verses and allow God to challenge you through these verses. The one at the end of John chapter 10 kind of changes the emphasis of that passage of Scripture. It's brilliant. Psalm 23 verse 5. I might ask for some feedback on this one and see how you get on. But for those who want to go a little bit deeper this morning, then please do that, okay? So let's have some music on in the background. If you want to sit and pray quietly or listen, that's fine. Otherwise, come and find something to do. Well, I've got about 10 minutes to do this, okay? Okay.